Hi, I'm Sarah Fry. Welcome to Patent Pod. Today we are on location at Helix, an annual conference all about celebrating high expectations for students with low incidence disabilities. Throughout the day, I've had the pleasure of speaking to a variety of attendees and speakers about their experience here at Helix. And right now, I've got an amazing tag team duo. I'd love it if you could introduce yourself and tell us where you're coming from and what your role is there.
My name is Kathleen Meese, coming from Bensalem School District in Bucks County. I teach English as a second language with, and we co-teach a class with Becky.
Yeah. So I'm Rebecca Shellack from Bensalem High School, and I teach life skills, reading strategies, functional language arts, and Kathleen and I co-teach with the reading strategies group. So we have a lot of English language learners who also have cognitive disability in addition to speech and language impairment and the gamut. So
you all are here as part of a whole little Bensalem team.
Yep.
As I've learned throughout the day, Helix has this really unique program, the Stipend Project, to enable that on-site collaboration as part of the conference. And I'm wondering what that's been like for you all, wrapping up this multi-day experience. What, since you all do co-teach, you see each other, but how has that being out of the classroom and here at this this conference benefited you all in your relationship?
It's been a nice change of pace to get out and to learn different things. And it's been really eye-opening for me because I've learned how many things intertwine. I teach level one English language learners, so like the new kids who come here without anything. And there were a lot of things that I was surprised that I could use in my classroom and things that really overlap with things that I already do. So being able to think along those lines, but also apply it to what we do and think about how I can change things to challenge them more. It's been really eye-opening and refreshing.
I think just thinking, we've just seen a lot of different really good presenters, but just I think one of the themes was like barriers, right? Like the kid isn't the barrier. It's, you know, whatever the instruction or the setting or the environment. And so just trying to relay that to maybe the gen ed teachers or that's just something that has really resonated with me.
I appreciate that so much. We talk a lot within episodes of our podcast about we're not in education to fix our students or our children, right? Yeah. We want to identify those issues in the learning environment or the instruction to really, and I love the fact that you called attention to challenging them, right? To really recognize their assets and their skills and push them to grow. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Can you paint us a little picture? Because I know Helix is different. And for folks that maybe have never been to Helix, but have been to other educational conferences or professional learning, what sets it apart in your mind?
A lot of the variety of what's offered in the sessions. And I, like as a general ed teacher, I was surprised at how many things I could still find that were available, things that weren't just for specific impairments, but also for everyone. So I think that was one of the best things for me is just the variety of it and the pace of it. It made it really enjoyable for me.
I think for me, this is my first conference really in general. And so, but we have PD days at our district and I feel like this is kind of the first place where it's like you feel like this is what we do. And so it's geared towards us. So it kind of like, you're all kind of on the same page, if that makes sense. Like where sometimes like PD days are kind of like, you know, there's this that you have to do or this that you have to do that applies to all teachers, but this is more specific to our kids. And it makes you kind of feel good, I guess. I don't know if that's
Well, and one thing we were saying, especially yesterday, was like, you know, you come in thinking of all these things that might be totally new to you, you've never heard them before. And there were a lot of things we were like, oh, well, this is like a piece of what we're already doing.
Right,
or like
we
do know some things that are good and we are already doing that, not necessarily working from the ground up. So it was kind of like a really positive feeling, a little bit of a boost.
Yeah,
a boost into what we already do and how we can make it better.
Right.
I do want to call back. I think it's interesting. When you responded, you mentioned how, oh, there are things that are like applicable to all of my students. Mm-hmm. And then you took it on the flip side. This is very specific to so running that gamut, mm-hmm. And offering both of those perspectives, both of those opportunities, yep. literally in the same setting, I think is very unique, where yeah. it can be specialized learning and supports, but generalizable, or we talk about universal design to where, this would work in this other classroom or for these other students. That's really neat. I that's just a cool balance of your professional relationship. You build off of each other there. As you return back to Bensalem after this event, what is something that's going to stick with you? A new idea or a feeling? What are you taking away from Helix?
For me, the biggest thing is that there are so many things that overlap that I didn't realize mm-hmm. because our district is so diverse in so many ways. And a lot of the things that we talk about for our special ed students mm-hmm. and for our ELLs don't have to be different accommodations that teachers are doing in classrooms. We can show them how certain strategies can work for everyone.
Right.
And especially for what I do with ESL, like the Rise and Strive stuff and the story of self, is stuff that I plan on implementing within this year because it just felt like it was speaking to me and what my kids have to say and stuff. So I really feel like I'm walking away with great ideas.
Yeah. I think, and I know I said this initially, but like I think for some reason the word, like the barrier part just stuck with me. And just like, because I think sometimes, even though we've come so far in special ed, right, there's still some teachers or just whomever, staff, that just don't value the student, I guess. Like, I remember the keynote speaker was saying about honoring the student, and so that just really resonated with me, because you want to honor the students and that they have worth, you know, regardless of disability or whatever else. So just thinking about that, you know, and just taking that back to more of the maybe staff as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate the few minutes that you've kind of snuck away from the exciting multitude of offerings this week. Thank you so much for speaking with me. And to our audience, if you'd like to learn more about Helix, the conference, but also the multitude of resources and supports available to support students with low incidence disabilities, English learners, mm-hmm. all of those ideas and topics are available through the Patton website, which is always linked in our show notes. To our producer, John Ragsdale, thanks as always for making this happen. And to our audience, come back and see us at Patton Pod very soon.